Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey, man. The opening bit of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Vistaprint.com.
Hey, man.
If you own a business, you know the importance of networking and professional quality business cards.
Yeah, man.
Do what millions of business owners do and do what we all did. Use Vistaprint.com.
I used it, man.
Vistaprint has thousands of designs online, or you can upload your own artwork. Vistaprint has an improved card now with heavier stock and no price increase.
It's heavy stock, man.
Right now, you can get 250 of these cards for just 10 bucks. That's half the regular price.
50%, man.
But you have got to enter the code TMOS in the search bar in the upper right-hand corner.
Four letters, man.
And Vistaprint does more than cards. Check out their whole line of printed products. Again, for half off those premium business cards, enter the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com.
Could not be more delighted with mine. They're wonderful.
Yeah, are the best, I think.
Always.
Yeah, so far.
Good morning, or afternoon, or wherever you're listening. It is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are mic-less today.
We are.
And you know
how
what?
Will people hear us?
It is, Mike O'Mara-less.
Oh,
I
see.
But what's really cool, I don't know about you guys, I was grinning ear to ear when I got an email from Mike this morning.
Yeah, around 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, we all were delighted.
It was very cool. Now, he's in Haiti. He's doing helping Haitian angels and working with Haitian orphans. Mm-hmm, and it's a pretty amazing experience. I can't wait when he gets back this week. He'll be back for Thursday. Mm-hmm. To talk about it, but the letter reads, "Good morning, boys. Mm-hmm. I am sitting atop our hotel, and I use the term loosely, and overlooking the city of Cap Haitien. The day starts early here, and the experience has already been one that Carla and I won't soon forget.
I bet.
The children at the orphanage are wonderful, and my favorite part of the trip has been teaching the kids how to be little Haitian Buddy Riches."
Oh, that's great.
I love the, really, just stepping aside from the letter, that's his favorite part?
Yeah, probably.
"One of the older boys has a pair of drumsticks, and it was off to the races." That is very, very cool. "So far, we have hung out at the KJN orphanage, gone to church with the kids." So I guess he did not burst into flames.
Mm-mm, when
he
not yet.
No, so that's good. "Had dinner with the mamas." Those are the older ladies who care for the kids. Mm-hmm. "Traveled to the Citadel, which is the massive fort that overlooks the city, and stopped briefly to meet the street orphans of Cap Haitien."
Wow.
"And experienced every aspect of life in this desperately poor country."
Yeah.
"The two things that have surprised me," Mike is writing, "are the sheer number of people in the city." Overwhelming, he says. And I can only imagine, because we live in a pretty crowded area around here at times, too.
That seems crowded.
Yeah, that, and also how loving the kids are, and that is my favorite part.
Sure.
"I will try to call in Tuesday if possible." Now, that's cool if he can give us a call tomorrow. Which means it's imperative that no one else calls today or tomorrow.
I thought we decided not to take calls.
Yeah, keep the lines open. That's right. Do you think Mike knows the number?
No.
But apparently Bill Harvey says that phone call can be done. That's awesome.
Excellent.
"Today, it's back to the orphanage, a bus ride home from school with the kids." Mike on a school bus. "A trip to the hospital to visit the patients, and a trip out to see the land at the site of the hopefully new, soon-to-be-built orphanage. Until then, my best to all you guys. Have a great show, and I will see you soon. Signed, Morelle Mike." Which I believe is his name in Haitian English. But anyway, that's awesome, because I didn't know he was going to have access to email. I know he doesn't have his phone or his computer there.
Right.
So I think it's great that he's able to get in touch with us, because I thought of him often this weekend. I said, God, I hope he made it. Mm-hmm. And that's not anything against the Haitian Angels organization. That's just me thinking about Mike. I just hope Mike made it.
I've just been trying to wrap my head around the fact that he's in Haiti right now.
I know.
Doesn't his Haitian name or French name sound like a dessert?
Morelle?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, with extra sauce, please.
Morelle cream pie.
So fingers crossed, good news that Mike is there. All is well. Apparently the trip is going fantastic, and we hope to hear from him tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's great to hear from him. Let's do a show.
Yeah. Oh, God, if we have to.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
Just one more bill for you to sign, sir.
What the hell is this?
This is the bill that will convert the State Hospital for the Insane into the William J. LePetitmane Memorial Gambling Casino for the Insane.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Yes, bravo.
Thank you, Hedy, thank you.
It's not Hedy, it's Hedley, Hedley Lamarr.
What the hell are you worried about? This is 1874. You'll be able to sue her.
Just sign right here, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anything else?
Just this urgent telegram from Rockbridge that arrived last Friday.
Last Friday? Read it. Read it. You wild bitch.
Sheriff murdered. Church meeting bombed. Reign of terror must cease. Send your sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph.
You watch your ass.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
Well put.
Thank you very much, sir. Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Here, play around with this for a while.
Well, thank you, Hedy.
No, it's Hedley.
It is?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, tis America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded many more than 15 million times, and heard in over 150 countries. We are pleased to be here. Don't call us.
No, please.
No.
Please.
The number is 718-506-1625. Write it down. Rip it up. Throw it away. Mm-hmm. Don't call us. Lines have to be held open for Mike O'Mara
listen
tomorrow.
Listen and enjoy.
Yes. Or just listen. I mean, we don't want to set the bar too high. Today is Monday, October 22nd, 2012.
We're brought to you today by Encore, Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. We thank them for that and all their support. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore may be able to help you just as they helped Oscar Santana.
Yeah, they did. One call, set it all. Now,
yeah, man.
I was actually telling my mom about this yesterday because she didn't know I had life insurance. And I said, you know, when you got life insurance when I was a child, I thought it was like a big rigmarole. Like you had to do a million things to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I was like,
What's the Spanish word for rigmarole when you were talking to your mom?
Un fracaso.
Oh, wow. That's terrific.
So, no. And this is very easy. Make a phone call or get online. And one person is your personal concierge to life insurance.
It's especially amazing. With these folks. For a free quote, call smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. That's 866-347-5748. Please call them or check out their website. They will compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are, as always, proud and grateful to be sponsored by
Encore
Insurance
Services. Thank you. Thank you, Encore. Now, do you have any car insurance through them?
No.
Could have used it today.
I would like to.
Insurance. Yeah. Oscar Santana cheats death right before the show. You were a couple seconds late. What happened?
This is the problem. With
I can tell you're worked up because you know what? Your already dark complexion is even ruddier.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Please.
Wow. He is. I mean, does he not look ruddy like he's been out in the wind?
Bear with me, America, when I say when you have a high performance vehicle.
Oh, here we go.
You have to have high performance tires.
Right.
And these tires by nature are wider and thinner tires. They're not your general run of the mill, economy class tire.
No, not like you'd have
you're saying the rubber's not as thick.
The rubber's not as thick.
Thinner in that way.
And it's thinner that way, but it's a wider tracking. It really doesn't make sense unless you're drifting or filming the Fast and the Furious 6.
Right.
But for some reason, I have these on my car, and that's what they came with. I didn't go out and buy these.
Right. Hey, man, these are stock tires.
Well, who knows?
That's right.
So I've had some issues in the past with tires, but what sucks about these tires is not the fact that you can't just go ahead and buy them. You have to order them. So it takes about 4 to 5 days to arrive.
Can't get them at Costco?
No. I've tried calling. Trust me.
Hey, Firestone?
So instead of repairing one tire or buying four, I said, I'll wait the 7 days. It's going to be cheaper to get one tire.
Yeah.
And they finally came in.
It's bad for a high-performance automobile, though, to just trade out one tire.
What's funny
is should
be
in a pair, at least.
Yeah, they should be in a pair.
Whoever bought this car new, because I bought that out of used, right?
Of course.
I bought it online.
Because you love a deal.
Yeah, and whoever bought it didn't put a full-size spare in the back. Raise your hand or say I in this room if you have a full-size spare in the back of your car.
You know what? The Tahoe does. The Chrysler does not.
Yes, but if you do, it's a luxury, right?
It is.
Right.
It's definitely.
So you figure with this dumb car.
I would think with you, man.
Or antique.
You think with this,
I have a full-size, solid gold
spare tire. Dumb car.
You should have a spare car in
it. Yes, it would have a full-size spare.
Right.
No, they give you the donut that they probably put on Toyota Echo.
All cars.
Because you have, I have all these cartoon-sized tires on my car, I can only go 35 miles an hour to the shop.
Right, and that doesn't work on the expressway.
No, so I was on 66. Luckily, a car flipped over. The person's okay, apparently. And everybody was going 35 miles an hour.
Rephrase this. Luckily, everyone was okay, but a car flipped over. Not luckily, a car flipped over.
You had nothing to do with it.
I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, right, good. Right,
but that was one of my, this is one of the mentalities where, like, I can't go 60 on that road.
Right.
I have to go slow.
Did you actually see the site of the accident?
Yes.
Were you able to lean your head out and ask if you had a full-size tire?
So when I finally get to the shop, they don't know if the tire, it's a whole thing. I had to take a cab here. Ask me how much a one-mile cab ride in Manassas, Virginia is.
I'd love to know.
How much is a one-mile Manassas?
$11.
Cavern? Wow.
Really?
Right?
Wow.
What happened to I ride cabs all the time in the city. It's never like that.
Most of the charge is when you get in the cab. I mean,
where was it when you sat in?
The bulk of the charge.
What do you mean?
When you sat in, he starts the meter. And it's, I think in New York, it used to be $270.
Yeah,
when you would sit down.
At,
yeah, would start
oh,
and
the
then,
base fare.
Yeah, the base fare.
I think the base fare is $6.
That's a lot.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is. You should have called. I would have come
back. I would have walked otherwise.
Well, then you would have been even later.
As soon as Felipe said, hello. $11. $11?
Felipe, the cab driver?
Did I buy you lunch on the way here?
Did he have a donut on it? Was it going really slow?
No,
is that
but you know you're in a classy automobile when you step out of the vehicle and then you look and you can see the floorboard to the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like the floorboard had been rotted out on the bottom of the cab.
It's like a glass bottom boat.
Yeah, I was like,
you're paying for luxury.
I don't know if that's safe, but if somebody drops a coin or their wallet, it's going straight through it.
You wanted the $15 cab. That's the one with a floor.
Yeah, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and we're happy.
I'm safe.
To avoid the hemming and hawing, would you like a ride after the show?
No, I don't need one.
Why?
What? Because I don't know when the car's going to be ready. I'm going to wait here and then take a cab back.
Awesome. Okay,
I appreciate it.
Nice. Well, I would have offered.
Thank you.
Nice of you to offer.
Now, unless they called during the program, Rob, and that could happen.
Well, then we'll see. The offer stands, and my car has a floor and everything.
You're the best.
How's your dog? I know you had a very touching.
Well, one passed away.
One passed away.
Not talking about that dog.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Well, that's really insensitive of you.
No. The bonus show.
He's still dead, Rob.
Not talking about Marley.
If you don't laugh.
The bonus show dropped on Friday, and you did a very touching recap of Marley's last hours.
Right.
And then we get text from you on Friday night that Lucy, the young dog, is also having trouble. So what's up with that?
Yeah, so Friday, we noticed in the morning that Lucy, her right eye is swollen almost shut.
But was she not here on Friday?
She was, and you guys just didn't notice.
Okay,
I suppose.
All right.
Got progressively worse
because we're self-indulgent heathens.
I pet her. I looked at her face.
Yeah, because we look at Beluga, and he already looks like he has something wrong.
Right.
With him. And you're just like,
that's
whatever.
True.
Right.
We're accustomed to Beluga, where everything is swollen shut.
Those fat eyelids.
So it was very swollen. So while I was here with the dog and Maya, Melissa had made an appointment for us to go to the vet at 3:30 that afternoon.
Okay.
So
that's what you were doing all that time? That was a veterinarian? That sounded like medical stuff going down when you were doing those calls.
Well, we went. Yeah, that was all. Well, it was the dog medical stuff.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it sounded like
so real. Thursday you say goodbye to Marley.
Wednesday we said goodbye.
Oh, Wednesday
Thursday we had a day off from drama.
From dog drama.
And then Friday this all occurred.
God, I'm sorry, man.
So we go there, and Maya comes with me, and the first thing is it's weird going there. I was just there a couple days ago putting my other dog down.
How's Maya's attitude towards going to this house of death?
You know what? She wasn't concerned. She didn't say anything.
Okay.
But when we got there, I didn't mention this to her, but they happened to have put us in the same room that I had been in to put Marley down.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good you didn't tell her. But you know what? It's good that she sees healing occur there as well as
that's
the other.
True. Yeah. That's true. So we get in there, but she eventually said, well, what room were you guys in?
Mm. Oh, no. That's when you lie, Mark.
I know, and I didn't.
Oh, no!
I just, you know what? I was so on the spot. Jesus I wasn't thinking Christ. About it. So I said, actually, I think it was this room.
He is the father.
And she said, and she just kind of looked at me and said, oh, really? And I said, yeah. And she was okay.
Mm-hmm. He died right there.
That's well,
right.
Then she
Maya, don't sit there. Like, that's not a lucky spot.
Little by little, God. She started asking more questions. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You know, where were you? You know, so I had to tell her I was sitting right there on the right. floor with him yeah, and yeah. he was in my lap. And she was kind of okay with it, but, you know, a little sad. She would get a little bit choked up.
I don't know how you're doing this. That's I mean, you're probably being a better father.
Well,
you shouldn't lie to your kids.
Depends on how this ends.
And also, she is a remarkably mature child.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could do that with most kids her age that fresh from the situation.
Right.
But she probably was able to digest it okay.
Kids are amazingly strong and amazingly savvy.
Yeah, and
surprisingly
she did. She did okay with it. And I actually feel good about sharing that with her and actually her being there to understand
sure.
exactly mm-hmm. what happened. So yeah. It was a good educational experience for her. But they come in and they check the dog and they're very worried immediately before they even start examining her. Because the eye, I mean, she's having trouble holding it open. Mm-hmm. It's swollen. It's
wow.
runny with a lot of gross stuff.
I can't believe none of us noticed it. I feel really bad.
Did she get into your stash?
No, she didn't get into my stash. No. She They checked her eye, and they're checking it, and they're saying, yeah, we're having a lot of trouble even seeing the pupil in her eye.
Right.
Yeah, no. And we need to take her in the back to use a more extensive
mm-hmm.
process. Yeah.
Something out of Aliens.
Now, a lot of people will remember when you went to the Amish puppy mill to buy Lucy mm-hmm. in the wilds of Pennsylvania, there was a problem with her, a hernia?
Yeah, she had a
and
hernia.
And has that been corrected?
That was corrected when she got spayed.
Okay, do you still have the receipt, though?
No.
Okay.
Well, I probably do, but I think we signed something that said after 30 days, uh-huh. you know, they're off the hook.
I've no just money got back, one man. More, because I'm hoping this is a happy ending story.
Okay.
But so she but when you picked her up from the puppy mill, if I remember, I'm sorry.
The Amish puppy mill.
The farm.
Yes.
She was like the laziest one out of all of them, right?
Right.
So would it be out of school if I said she might have a lazy eye?
Well, yes, you would be. Well, you're incorrect.
Okay.
So, yes.
As it turns out.
But
comes from a family of doctors.
Five down, 10 to go. That's Dorothy right. killed
yeah, can we reset the board?
So they take her in the back. They bring her back out. They also did a process where they stained her eye. So what they're doing is they're checking for a scratch.
It's a dye, right?
Yeah. It's just like a dye.
Scratch, right.
Yep. So mm-hmm. no scratch.
Mm-hmm.
They said, but we're really worried because the pressure in her eye is extremely hot.
Mm-hmm. So something built up behind the eye,
mm-hmm.
right?
And if it gets too high, she could lose the eye.
Oh.
So they said to me, but we're not specialists, so you're going to need to go to a specialist.
Mm. Mark Levy?
And we want and we want
see,
you
Mark
to...
Levy's in with eyeglasses, so
yes.
Bark Levy.
One of our listeners.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Way, very, yeah. very yeah. inside yeah. baseball, inside. But I tell you what, there's a guy in Maryland who's really excited right now that I made that joke.
Yeah, there is.
Unless we edit this out.
And
you went in the tunnel with that one.
So
I think
I'm said,
still
all right,
there.
That's fine. But they said it's urgent. We need you to do this today if possible.
Right.
They had recommendations, so they called a few places. And they were taking a while. And they
do you have pet insurance?
I do have pet insurance.
Oh, thank God.
Do you really?
Yes. We didn't have that
right
with
now.
Marley, and we decided let's do this.
Let me get this straight. Mike doesn't have health insurance, but your dog
well,
does.
Well, you know what? You might as well not have pet insurance.
Oh, it, no.
Really?
I'll,
doesn't
I'll,
pay off?
Yeah, we'll see about that. I don't know yet. But
no pre-existing conditions on the dog.
It didn't help us when she had that hernia.
Right.
They don't cover spay or neuter.
Right.
So, you know, so far it's been
I would think
piece
it would
crap.
Cover this.
I hope.
I would think. Yeah,
I
me
hope.
Too.
So... They take a while. They come back and they said, well, you know, unfortunately, there's some big dog eye convention going on.
You didn't know?
Yeah, you didn't get the invitation?
And all
it was great, by the way.
All of the specialists are at this convention.
That's...
So there's one in Maryland that you can go to.
The one guy who's not plugged in enough to get a plane ticket
yeah.
is going to be taking care of your dog.
Or too cheap to get out there.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No,
well,
let's just say
I doubt
he cares.
And
stayed back for the
this
animals.
Person that is in is. Annapolis.
Oh, Naptown. Whoa, you can get some, you know, boardwalk fries.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
But this is, and now keep in mind, now it's about 4:30.
Yeah.
Great time to take a trip on a Friday afternoon.
And for those of
pleasure
you.
Pleasure trip.
Oh, God, I'd be the worst. I just say, hey, tough it out, little guy.
Yeah,
that's
no.
why I tell everybody gets back
they
in town.
They were genuinely concerned. And the problem was is that I didn't want to ask too many questions to freak out Maya.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but you just told her where her dog died.
Well, but she already knew about that.
Yeah, so, but you gave her a play-by-play.
But the last thing you need is for her to deal with That's the true. Death of a dog and then these doctors
How
freaking
about,
out.
And look, I'm going to be the worst father. I'm going to go on record right now. You guys are better fathers than I am because okay. I will be an absentee father.
What,
like
are you
father
waiting
was.
For me to argue this?
No,
continue.
No, no. Like my father was. But what about just saying, hey, Maya, why don't you go step in those adults need to talk?
Yeah. I thought about that, but I didn't want her to sit there by herself okay. waiting.
Right.
I just felt like she didn't need to be by herself either yes. in that
there's,
place.
That's really, from a dad-to-dad perspective, there's a no-win there.
Yeah.
You really can't do it right.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
But so you were in a situation where you're trying to get the severity of it understood without communicating the severity to Maya.
They did say that they thought... It could be glaucoma.
Oh,
really?
No.
Yes.
That means so,
I have something for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Medical marijuana.
I might
card.
Have some of that.
Dogs can't have caramel.
They. So I was like, all right, great. So they made me this appointment. The place was going to close, but the woman that ran the place said she would go out, go grab some dinner, and actually come back and reopen just for us.
Right. Very nice.
So we get home. I don't hit the road till 5:00. And for those of you that aren't from the area, when you're talking about Germantown to Annapolis without traffic, that's
Pack
probably a good hour ride.
Not a good hour, really.
Now we're talking about rush hour.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even worse.
I'm saying 2.5, maybe.
Yeah, it took me a little over 2 hours
Yikes.
To get there.
With Maya and the dog?
No, no. Melissa came home from work.
Okay.
Stayed with Maya. Good. I went.
Oh,
and then, you know, top it off, it was pouring rain on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Slowing traffic even more.
Slowing traffic more. Yeah. At one point, I'm driving down the Beltway. There is a car on the side of the road completely engulfed in flames.
Oh,
so there was traffic.
Well, the rain was good for that.
The rain was not putting that sucker out. It was
wow.
it was unbelievable.
There's got to be like a you got to bail at one point and like pull into an Applebee's and get a sampler platter because you know that
yeah.
you'll get there at the same time regardless.
Right? Probably,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I just felt I was just you know, on a mission.
Exactly.
I was on a mission at
We're
that point. So we did finally get there and they checked her out, and it turns out that she has cataracts.
Really?
Oh.
That's
yes.
better than glaucoma,
but
though, right?
Certainly
it is.
Yeah.
And
treatable.
And
yeah.
the reaction she was having apparently was a secondary glaucoma, which is more of a reactionary thing. It's not the full
so
fledged.
So now glaucoma, yeah. if I'm not mistaken, that is pressure behind the eye that will ultimately damage the eye, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Now,
that is correct.
Cataracts is a growth in the eye?
Or, it's
or
actually
on
where
the surface.
It's yeah, yeah. It's behind the eye,
okay.
And it causes that cloudiness
right.
on the lens.
Right. Right.
And usually you see that with older people, older
sure.
animals, and that kind of thing. And
I'm over here, Buzz.
No,
sorry, what? Over here.
Who said that?
Over here. We're going to let you sit in the sun today.
Who's
but
talking?
It, but it can be a hereditary thing, and she was probably, it turns out, born with it, and she had, you know, it was probably just a speck at the time.
Right.
And at that age, when they're so young, all of a sudden it can just have this huge flare-up and do what happened to
Treatment.
Lucy.
Yeah. Wow.
Treatment is, we have two options. We can kind of let it go, and whenever she gets a flare-up like she did this time, we can apply these steroid drops.
Okay.
And but eventually what the woman told us is that the lens will deteriorate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't lose her eye, but she would be extremely farsighted.
That's not funny.
In that eye. And the woman, you know, the doctor really made it sound like, you know, that... If that
no
happens,
deal.
Whatever,
oh
you know, she'll compensate with her other eye, and she'll
yeah.
just have to live with,
right.
with that.
They don't do glasses or goggles.
That's
or
what the convention is
know.
About.
Okay,
maybe.
Very,
yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
But what they did tell me is that they strongly suggest surgery, which would cost $2,000.
Hey!
No. Yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta roll that die.
I think...
See what happens.
Yeah.
I say let her adapt.
Well, we're gonna
and
see...
humans do it.
Look, it's easy... It's a win... Oh my God, you're looking at it the wrong way. Now, every Halloween, she's Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. Exactly.
A done deal.
Yeah. I love it.
Use
love the
it.
Idea.
Go
yeah,
with
yeah.
it.
I really
thought about
it.
That. I told her
it
that.
Really, it's a win-win. She can go get the paper. She just can't read it.
We'll see if the pet insurance will help
they
at all.
They should cover that. That's
yeah,
BS.
I
want to
know. I
want to so.
Know all about that. The underwriters.
Yes.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Have you been... Is it ongoing or...
Is what ongoing?
With the pet insurance. Have you contacted
Called?
Them?
I haven't contacted... No, not yet because it was the weekend.
I might be able to save you money on prescription. Too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Seriously.
Yeah.
For a dog?
Yes.
Wow, he is really plugged into the medical world, isn't he?
Well, I tell you what, not every story we tell today is going to be tinged with drama and sadness. We had a wedding, a celebration this weekend. Mm. Someone very close to the show, and when we come back, we'll talk about that. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Carrie picked out the records today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, good job.
She said, well, you want to just play Duran Duran. I said, typical.
Oh, the video for this was great.
Hot.
Brought to you, this segment is by, well, let me start that over again.
No, I think it was good, Yoda.
This segment, brought to you, we are. By CB Lucas AC and Heating. Get your system ready for winter right now. Call CB Lucas for all your heating, AC, and plumbing needs, especially if your system's older than dirt. You can start saving on utility bills right now.
Now,
CB Lucas has 48-month same as cash financing or instant rebates on high efficiency train systems. That offer ends October 31st, so time's running out. Act fast. Do what we do. Call 855 CB Lucas or click their ad on our website.
Do you notice how warm it is in here today, Oscar?
Yeah, nice and toasty.
It was like a meat locker when we got here, man. And within minutes, Buzz is growing orchids. He turned on that thing, closed the curtain. This room got unseasonably warm in like 4 minutes.
Turned it down a little bit.
No, you're fine.
It's okay right now.
Cozy.
It is. It's very, very nice. Nice in here. Now, there was a wedding on Saturday, and it's Katie Forbes Powers.
Yes.
You know, Katie the Pixie, mm-hmm. and Katie's Hateful Thoughts, and she's been a regular on this show in many incarnations. She was already married. Help me here. She already had, like, the civil ceremony, so they were legally married already, right?
They got married, I think, about 3 weeks ago, and they had their, I guess.
The ceremony.
The ceremony, which was on Saturday.
That's right, and she got married to that guy, what's his name?
Dan.
And whatever.
Dan.
That's fine.
Dan.
It's fine. Yeah, Dan. He's fine.
So, Katie's been a character on the Mike O'Mara Show for a long time, and really,
unlike Todd Moore,
she's a bigger character than Todd Moore.
Hey, we're flying her out to Reno.
But what was always interesting in the past, and what I always knew about Katie was that there was some weird dynamic. This is pre Pilates instructor gate. This is pre pre any crushes that Rob has had in the past.
Yes.
But there was some ongoing tension when Katie Powers used to work at the radio station WJFK, because she'd worked there for so long with us,
right?
That there was this like give and take, a play between you two, that if you weren't married and she wasn't married and I had a throat, that
yeah,
worked.
And then you could clear your throat.
Yes.
You need a moment?
Here, no, I'm good.
This. No, here. You're fine. Go crazy. You see, yeah, there is a tension between Katie and I. And
yeah. But Mike always said, I thought it was sexual.
I don't think it ever was.
Oh, no? Really? Now, see, I thought it was. And I thought, if I were going to sum it up, I would say that it was the way the tension worked. It was you pursuing Katie, mostly with humor, Katie giggling and running away. That was the relationship.
There is that. And the thing, if there is any sort of sexual or romantic tension there, she laughs at everything I say. And to me, that's the hottest thing ever.
Yeah.
So, but there's really...
What was hot for her?
Probably my eyes. No, deep down, though, I really do think that we have like a brother-sister thing.
You
going
do,
on.
You do.
So,
and what I knew about
not
this,
sure that the new Mr. Forbes Powers enjoys it, but
no,
fine.
I don't think he's a fan, but I can't speak for him. But what I do know is that I work with him at my 9 to 5.
That's right.
So in turn, I'm at the wedding, right?
And you're good friends.
And
with
I'm
Dan,
friends with Katie, and I work with Dan. Right. So
it's a Saturday. She used to be neighbors with you.
Yeah, we lived together. I actually moved into her old place and subleased
that's
the whole
right.
thing. We have a big history.
Long time.
But what I thought was interesting is a couple of things. One, I knew that the ceremony was going to be kind and beautiful and something not traditional, just because I know Katie.
Right.
And not traditional in the way
quirky.
That you're like different. No, it wasn't even quirky. It was just like I've been to a ton of different weddings, big, small. This was loving and it was kind and it was beautiful.
That's great.
What I thought
I was not invited.
I thought what was interesting is not too many. I think it was like 20 people there.
You cut it. You made it. You got there.
Well, because
awesome.
I work
good
with Dan
you.
And I know Katie.
Right.
Jesus, like a double threat. I have to go.
Yeah.
They only had like one work friend from each day job, like a friend from AOL and a friend from Earthworld.
Okay. You didn't get invited because of that. If anyone objects to this union speech.
I had already prepared the speech.
Yeah, I know.
What
it was
I thought
going
was
to be
interesting
the throat clear.
Is this. If you're getting married and someone has a stalker crush on you,
right.
do you ask them to make the playlist for your wedding?
Yeah, usually not, I think.
Apparently you do if you're Katie Powers.
Yeah,
or now Katie Von Herman.
Yeah.
And
is she taking his name?
I think she might.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's nice.
Are you okay with that?
Everything's Jesus. Cool.
So I go to the iPod and I look for contemporary music. Mark, I think you'll appreciate this more than everybody. And maybe Buzz, because you actually listen to music outside of 1970s. And I go and start searching through the iPod. She goes, oh, Rob made that playlist. So all the music we've listened to throughout the whole reception was Rob's playlist.
She selected the records.
Okay.
Okay?
How do you categorize your records when you put stuff into an iPod?
How do you categorize the fact that you're one of 20 guests at a wedding reception and you're going and scrolling through the music for something you like?
Yeah, because I was done with Frank. Jesus, there was a million Frank Sinatra.
I have the playlist here. Okay. The one she selected. We can start skimming through.
Please.
And now this is the I did not select these.
This
I
is
had
awesome.
Them all.
This is on. This is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a wedding. So
you can't go wrong with that.
Dixie Cups. And then we have a Jackie Wilson.
Why not? It was fun.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. And again, I did not select them, just had them. Ah, yeah. Frank.
My story is much too sad to be.
You say awesome or awful?
It was great. It was awesome. I liked it. But I'm talking hour four, where I'm like, okay, there's got to be something contemporary.
Right. Here's Dean Martin doing an offering from My Fair Lady. Mm. Yeah. Lerner and Lowe, I know you're not
did
a big fan.
Did you select this?
I did not. You all did. Of these were selected by her.
Katie picked every song.
I do believe so.
She said Rob made the playlist.
I might have augmented it. I can't remember.
I see.
But at a certain point, you'd heard enough of the old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear enough. One of the broads there was like, hey, can we put something on?
That's Say No
and,
More.
Yeah, and I said, well, what did you like? She's like, something that was like from the 2000s. And I said, yeah, let me go check the iPod.
Right.
So now you're acting at the behest of a woman.
Yeah, so go and check the iPod.
So you're not doing this for yourself. You're the knight in shining armor. Yes. I'll find something by Justin Bieber.
I like technology. There's got to be something from Kesha on this thing.
Yes, right. Where is this small MP3 player with the $$ ha?
Rob is so OCD that he puts his contemporary albums...
Uh-huh.
What category is this under?
This is called Katie's Wedding Music.
Okay, but what category? Like, if you, I was
it was
search,
one long
what
list.
Genre?
What genre?
This, all my music's together so always.
Tough. Okay, somebody put it in genres where like a jazz song was under contemporary, but then the rock song was an Elvis song.
Oh,
it was
so
all broken
pay any
up.
Attention to that.
See, I don't. Do
you
that.
Don't do that.
No, because
I've
got.
Oh my God! I said if you think this is contemporary, I'm going to blow my brains out.
No, you know what? Sometimes I think when you grab music from different sources, the metadata
it just flies.
It does.
Yeah.
Do I don't do that.
But it is contemporary to Rob.
Sure. Well, I mean, if it's in stereophonic sound.
Well, I slapped my knee and I said, "This is Rob Spivak all the way."
Yeah.
Great playlist. Great wedding. I think that we've all been at weddings when it's been felt right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We've all been at weddings when it's felt wrong.
I agree.
We're like, this is the first wedding I've ever been to in my life where there was no drama. And maybe by sheer numbers, the odds went down by that.
Nobody embarrassed themselves.
Nobody fought. Nobody yelled at each other.
Well, you fought with the iPod.
No, there was nothing but love and happiness. And
that's cool.
And a lot of Rob jokes.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's why
I know
the
phrase. I know that Daniel Von Herman
mentioned
the phrase to me at his home yesterday. Oscar mentioned, you're 1940s music S. And so I know that did come up. But I don't know. There was a lot of jokes regarding me. Now, that's drama.
Yeah, well, no, that's drama that I created because I put it. I put a picture on Facebook of them walking back into the reception hall.
Okay.
And what I didn't realize is that people still believe you have a crush on Katie.
Like Katie?
Katie.
Seriously.
They still believe it.
They take
because
it seriously.
Out of the 50 comments and 101 likes or whatever's on my Facebook, they said, Rob lost all that weight for nothing.
Yeah.
That's what Kelly said.
Yeah. Rob Spivak is somewhere right now in a number one meal, deep inside, two of them.
That's funny. The people, they do tend to grab on to something that's simple that they can do, and they will not let go.
Whatever you guys did on the radio, on the Mike O'Mara show, and here on the podcast, it stuck because it was like yesterday. It was 2008 all over again. Yeah.
Give it up, folks. I'm on the Pilates instructor now. So.
He's moved on.
I've moved on. I let her have her marriage. That's fine.
But you let her have it. Jesus. Big congratulations to Katie Powers.
Yeah. Great couple. Yeah, yeah, two great people.
And to Dan.
Loving couple. Fun wedding. No, like I'm telling you, when you get on a little shuttle to take you to the establishment, when you have the entire family there and they're throwing out beers to you, that means everyone's just hanging out.
That's awesome.
It was
There's
all
no
fine,
drama.
The shuttle had a blowout.
That's right. Yeah. Well, they had very expensive tires on the
shuttle.
Someone
did fall. But I will not say who fell.
Oh, so we would know the person.
You would know the person, but it was not me.
Okay.
I was actually semi-sober. Thank you.
Really? Awesome. Wow. That's
that does deserve a salute.
Yeah, I had Shannon picking me up, and I didn't want her yelling at me.
Oh, so. Yeah, well. Yes.
We did this. Yeah. I told you not to get drunk.
That's when she becomes Blanche.
That she was Blanche. Trust me. I got in the car, and she started throwing things at me. I'm like, what is going on here?
What? Well, she's Why was she throwing things at you?
Okay, well, then I'll just I'll give you a tease.
Okay.
I have, for some reason, had a picture of myself and like three ex-girlfriends ago in my car. And I forgot about it. Sometimes you throw things in your glove box and forgotten about it.
Sure,
right?
Just like I forgot about my crush on Katie.
Yeah.
And I'll save it for tomorrow. But man. But yeah, I
what are we gonna do with
Mr. Fantana jumped in the car and she said, "What's this?"
Bum, oh. Bum, bum.
Yeah, and I had just come from the most loving, kind ceremony in the world, and I said, "That looks like a photograph to me."
What's this?
Yeah, so I'll give you the
recap. Oh, good.
I
like to hear that. Recap.
Wow.
Now, because they had the small ceremony on Saturday, they had an open house on Sunday, and I was invited to that.
That's what I heard.
Got to see Buzz. You're not invited.
I guess not.
I gave them your information.
Yeah.
That gets awkward.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Thanks, Katie.
You know.
You know.
She did try. She did.
You know Katie.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've become friends over the past few years that I've been here.
Yeah.
She did ask for Mark's address.
Perhaps a one-sided friendship.
Yeah, I suppose.
Such a dick.
Jesus.
Anyway, so I
like
showed,
your romance.
Yeah, we got there, and I did not bring my entire family because there was some drama at my house. But I had a lovely.
What happened?
I'll tell you. Okay, yeah, no. Carrie had a nap, but a most dramatic nap. Do you know that they run Judge Joe Brown on weekends too?
Oh my God,
it was fantastic.
It's like a lullaby.
No, actually, there was something going on at the house, but I had a great time there. I got to see Buzz and Marsha.
Good to see you.
And brought my son, who is just turned into like a guy, a little guy that can go to an event and stand still and be polite and
impressed.
Make conversation.
I was really
was
impressed.
Was he watching the Redskins game?
He was watching the game from the corner of his eye, but he was actually socializing and making conversation and very quiet and polite. And
he was. I was very, very impressed. And he's more social. He talks to people more now. Mm. It was great. And even politely turned down food when it was offered.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But it was at the end of it when I said, we were there maybe 45 minutes. I stayed for a beer. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Are you ready to go?" And before I got to the G and go, "Yes, we should go." but you know
the
what?
Dos Equis?
No, I think I had a Coors Light.
Oh, nice. I had the Dos Equis.
Ah, there you go. Mm.
I helped pull that keg up there.
Well, thank you. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, thank you for doing that.
But what was great is that he was not bitching and moaning at the fact that he was at a party where he didn't know anybody.
It's a great feeling.
He was a good sport.
Yeah. Very good sport about it. Then there's his sister.
Oh, no. That's the drama at home?
That's the drama at home. Now, it starts out with the fact that Julia was in the school talent show on Thursday of last week, and there was a certain amount
of... Her talent is brooding.
Well, it's getting there. Carrie and I were so flipped out about the talent show because, and Mark was sort of hearing about this as it was happening.
That's right.
The talent show auditions were Friday. She got in on Monday and then announced to us on Tuesday the talent show's on Thursday. I said, there is no way you can turn around a talent show in 6 days.
Yeah.
There's got to be a mistake.
And as a parent, I know with the elementary schools, they will hype that kind of stuff to no end. You'll hear about it months in advance.
It's a middle school, but same deal. And also, it's about raising money. They're not doing it to showcase the kids. They're doing it to
everybody have to do something?
No. It was audition only. But they know that everyone who gets in is going to bring two parents at $4 a head.
Right. Okay.
So it's like found money. And there just wasn't any way to promote it. We went to the website. There was nothing. Carrie talked to Julia, and Julia says, "No, it's Thursday. I talked to..." And so Carrie calls the office and gets the verification. The talent show is Thursday.
Oh,
and Carrie says, "Well, you better put something on your website." So now Carrie, that's really not the way you want to handle it.
Didn't you just destroy that school like 2 weeks ago?
How? Oh, yeah, with the basketball thing. Yeah. So
please help this school that I hate.
But you see, I don't call the school and yell at them.
Right.
Okay.
And I know the conversation had to have gone, "Hi, this is Carrie Spiewak, and Julia Spiewak is my daughter, and she's a sixth grader, and is there a talent show?" "Yes, there is." "Well, there's nothing on your website." And they say, "Oh, well, we should get it." "Yes, you really should." Click. And then the lady in the office says, "Well, Mrs. Spiewak's a bitch." So, that's not what we need. And I won't get into
that's
the
more sympathy for you the next time you go to school.
Yeah. The chemistry teacher was the MC at the talent show.
not a good booking for him. No, they really need to find out that
usually
I can do
chemistry
these.
Teachers are
the
very
funniest.
Entertaining.
Well, they're the funniest of all the scientists.
Or making math on the side.
So Julia goes to do this. We have not even heard her rehearse. And she sings a song with her friend, and she kills it. She's great.
Oh, what do they sing?
It's some modern pop. Popular song
something
that I don't
the kids
know.
Enjoy.
Yeah, the kids did enjoy it, and she sang wonderfully. But right before she came out, Carrie leans over to me and says, "I think I'm gonna be sick."
Oh,
and I
why?
Said, what? "And I said, are you okay?" She says, "I'm so nervous, I can't stand it," because wow. we had no idea what wow. to expect
yeah.
from Julia.
Yeah.
Good. Julia sang well. She was great. She made good. Me very proud. She was fourth up, which meant we could leave during intermission.
Excellent.
Even better. But because she was on stage, and this is a long trip, she was wearing eye makeup.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so...
What's the
now,
rule?
No eye makeup on her.
Yeah.
Because she's...
Even on stage?
Well, no, on stage
okay,
it's okay
it
for a stage.
Time.
But
okay.
yeah, but on a daily basis...
Right.
She's going on 12, and I don't want her yeah. wearing eye makeup mm-hmm. yet.
Way too soon.
Well, Sunday, after a full Saturday of brooding, mm-hmm. because
yes.
all I tried was to give her everything she wanted,
yeah.
and it wasn't enough.
Of course.
She comes downstairs, and I said, "Are you wearing eye makeup?" And she said, "Yeah." Mm. And I said, "New eye makeup?" She said, "No, it's still left over from the talent show." So this is her backdoor way. She says, "Well, no. I'm not applying eye makeup. I'm just preserving
she's
it."
She's fine in the gray area.
Yeah, and so I said, "That's got to come off." And she says, "Why?" I said, "Well, if you don't clean your eye makeup off, it's going to get infected and you're going to lose your vision."
She'll have to go to the
which is
veterinary
probably true.
Eye doctor.
And she says, "Mom," and she says, "Listen to your father." And so she starts brooding about that. So she is now officially 11 going on 15. Because
oh, yeah.
we're
yeah.
getting, well, I'm out of shampoo. I said, well, there's lots of shampoo in many of the bathrooms in our house. Mm-hmm. Help yourself. They're none of the shampoos that I've selected. I want my shampoo. Oh, and I said, oh, my God. And so we start doing a little bit of cleaning in the morning. And to the point where Carrie is literally on her hands and knees wiping the uh-huh. floor. Julia is wrapped in an Afghan, not 5 feet away, surfing her iPod and saying, "I found the kind of shampoo that I want."
Oh my
and
God.
I said, "Julia, she's my dear, your daughter, your mom is on her hands and knees cleaning dirt that you put there. Mm-hmm. It would be really great if you unwrapped yourself and yeah. assisted her,"
yeah.
which she did. Nothing. She just continued, and I said,
"What were you doing?"
I was scrubbing the counters, to be perfectly
nice.
Honest. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Nice save.
And so finally, it got to, "Do we have to go to the Katie thing?" And it's,
oh no!
And from Julia.
Yeah, from Julia.
She knows how much you like her.
And the weird thing is now that she's getting close to being a teen, she does a thing with her mouth that kids do, where the jaw sort of drops and goes in.
Yeah.
Do we have to go?
She turns into a Simpsons character.
Yeah, right. Precisely. Yeah. And I said, "Right now, you don't have to do anything
yeah.
because I don't even want to be around you. You have been a pain in my butt for now going on 48 hours. Would you like to stay home?"
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I'll go if you want me to." I said, "No, I don't want you to. I want you to be happy. I want to do whatever is required to make things more pleasant in this home." And Carrie, of course, is, you know, she's already been up, and now Carrie's laying down because she doesn't want to be anywhere near this sort of friction.
Right.
Take
right.
a nap.
And I go up, I said, "Carrie, how
on
would
the
you?"
Floor?
I said, no, she's past
she's
that.
Oh, she's finished.
She's in her ready position nap one in bed.
Okay.
Judge Joe Brown is on. And I said, "Carrie, how would you like to just take the afternoon and relax and stay here with
nice.
Julia so I don't have to deal with that
yeah.
crap?"
Yeah.
And she said, "I think that'd be right nice." I said, "Great. I'll take Robert and we'll be back in an hour 45. And that's what we did. And while we
so
were
the
gone.
The two guys went out.
We did.
Right. Guys are just the guys.
And then because Carrie likes to underscore everything I do and emphasize it,
uh-huh.
she, while we were gone, took Julia to Target and bought Julia everything she wanted. Including... her shampoo.
Of course.
And
yeah.
guess what we got last night?
Yes.
Happy Julia. So lesson here, just do everything she wants. Spoiler
so that's
rotten,
the secret.
Everything will be okay.
I have to ask Oscar, does yes. this make you dread maybe having a daughter?
No, I'll say it once, I'll say it again. I will probably beat my kids.
No.
But
no.
just enough.
Oscar.
Just
not
enough.
Too much.
You don't want to leave a mark.
No.
Hey, look. Make sure the soap is
I'll
in
tell
a
you
sock.
This. If I did that, if my sister did it when she was younger, she would have got her ass beat.
Yeah.
You know what? And now she's a pediatrician.
Doing all right. Now she's anti-beating children
yes.
all life. But anyway,
she
you know
hit
what?
Her kids. I told her to.
I very
very proud of Julia for doing well on the talent show. Not so proud that the eye makeup, I think, is still on this morning.
Oh, what? God.
But my lead story.
Oh, my God. Take a hose.
My lead story is that my son has turned into someone who can hack.
Good
so
God.
That's
well,
awesome. Man.
That
well,
is
Robert.
Nice to hear.
Well, Robert.
And he was ready to leave, though. He was ready to get out of there.
Did he have eye makeup on?
No, no. But you know what? I related this story to Katie at the open house, and she said, "Don't worry, Rob. I spent 5 years goth, and I turned out okay."
Oh.
I said, not helping. Congratulations, Katie and Dan.
Yeah.
Many, many years of happiness. Take a break and back with the Audio Vault right after this. And we're back.
And we are. And the Audio Vault is brought to you by the TLC Laser Eye Center. There's nothing quite like ditching your glasses or contacts, and TLC can absolutely get you there. The TLC staff is friendly and the surgeons are experienced. TLC's equipment always state-of-the-art. The TLC lifetime commitment is huge. TLC has locations all over the country. If you move, you're covered. To schedule a free consultation and to see what you've been missing, call 877-TLC-2020. That's 877-TLC-2020.
Do they do dogs?
No.
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
Someday.
They take all insurance.
Mm.
They did me. Or you can find TLC online at their new web address, tlcvision.com. That's tlcvision.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about TLC right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, TLC Laser Eye Center.
And if Mike was here, he'd say they're all beautiful there. Very
are.
Beautiful
they
people.
Are. They are. They are. Including Dr. Holtzman.
Thank you for opening the thing.
Yes.
The Audio Vault. You know the election must be near, Buzz.
It is.
Yeah, you know the election must be
is
near.
Is there a sign? What's the harbinger?
The harbinger is when Barack Obama does an interview on Z107.9 in Cleveland.
My God. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Is he slumming?
And once again, and by the way, pretty hard to get much further right of the dial. I don't know politically how they are, but 107.9? That's almost being on television. And again, why do these disc jockeys get this booking? They get the president, the sitting president of the United States, and he says, "What do you think about Jay-Z and Beyonce?"
Important question.
Yeah, I mean, really, let's get to the bottom of what matters.
You know, I got to say, I've gotten to know these guys over the last several years. They're good people. You know, we've had them down to the White House, and they're good friends, and obviously they're unbelievably successful, but you know, they really are down to earth folks. And, you know, we talk about the same things that I talk about with all my friends. You know, they just had a new baby.
You get the impression he's lying.
Yeah,
is it down-to-earth folks?
No,
really?
No.
I think he might be padding a little bit.
He's not lying.
Usual stretching of the truth.
Yeah, I mean, well, you can't have, the rules of engagement say that you can't have the same conversation you would have with your friends that you grew up with than you would with a pop superstar or two of them.
Very true.
A rap superstar and a pop superstar.
So here's his fathering advice for Jay-Z, who's one of those rap singers. He makes the hip-hop
music.
That's
right.
They've got a new daughter, and you know, I made sure that Jay-Z was helping Beyonce out and not leaving it all to Mom and the mother-in-law.
Hey, Jay-Z, you want to help out Mom? Maybe Barack Obama has some advice for Julia, helping out Mom.
He also told her to let the daughter have whatever shampoo she wants.
Yeah, anything she wants. Right. Yeah, and a new rug for your room.
Put a ring on it.
Do either of you have the news about Trump?
No, I don't.
No.
So I heard today that he apparently has something big to announce, and he's threatening on Wednesday to announce about the president.
Really?
Yeah, that's
great. And he won't say what it is.
It's very big. It's very important. It's going to be big and huge and large.
He did some interview, and he teased it on this interview, and I think he tweeted about it recently.
Let me guess. Access Hollywood?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they love him so bad.
Does it have anything to do with a birth certificate?
That's right.
It might.
He says, "I am a Muslim." It's very big. It's very important. Speaking of music, which we were not, but that's a lousy segue, there was the Neil Young Bridge School benefit this weekend, and apparently Guns N' Roses is still touring as Guns N' Roses, but it's just Axl.
Yeah.
And Axl turned this performance in. First of all, I don't think Guns N' Roses as an organization works acoustically. And he just sounded horrible. Check this out. This is at Neil Young's benefit. Poor Axl, who, by the way, I think just turned 70.
Yeah.
But it made me think
he hasn't gotten any better either, because when they came back at the VMAs, it was 2006. I was at 2005, 2006. They broke out. I was at the VMAs when they came out.
Wow,
and did
no
this.
Flat tire that day.
No flat tire.
Yeah,
I was running board for Mr. Tim Burgeon to an afternoon in San Diego.
Good fellow.
And he he sat there. He's like, "Is the sound off in this room?" And we're at Radio City, right? I was like, "I don't."
It's a pretty sound. A pretty good venue.
I said, "I think everybody else sounded really good. They really suck."
Yeah.
He doesn't sound any better.
No, he doesn't.
Hasn't improved.
Bad.
And he's not hitting the...
Maybe they were never really any good. Maybe they got propped up in the studio initially.
Probably true.
I don't know. I always thought he had a good voice.
Yeah, but it's so strange. It's like, you think by now he would have seen the light and said, "Oh my God, I need Slash. I need all these guys."
Well, really, he doesn't need Duff because Duff is a mess. But yeah. He does need Slash. Because I think that's sort of the... And even the fact they don't get along, that's the magic of the rock and roll band, is when you got someone you hate. Like, doesn't your brother hate his drummer?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
But you would think that they would have done it by now.
Yeah.
Right.
But instead, Guns N' Roses, formerly was Guns N' Roses, that band goes and does supergroups with Velvet Revolver.
Yeah, right. He really shouldn't be doing this.
No.
He must have
and
money.
Is he still fat?
I did not see any video. I just heard the audio. I don't like
he
him.
He was
when fat, he's
fat for a while. He needed weight not.
No. Now, there is another band that I know you all enjoy called Pig Destroyer.
Oh, of course.
It's a very angry band, and they've come out with a new song called Bug. Normally, this wouldn't even be on my radar,
it's
but
pretty.
They've mixed into it Larry King doing a reading from the book Tropic of Cancer, but they've altered Larry King's voice to make him sound evil. And I just think this is so out of context, I'm not even sure what to do with it.
I might like it.
This then, this is libel. Slander, defamation of character. This is a prolonged insult, a gob of spit.
Oh, Pig Destroyer!
To God, man, destiny, time.
It's pretty horrifying, whatever it is.
Does Larry have any idea what he's doing?
No, the thing is they didn't even pay Larry to do it. They just licensed him doing an audiobook reading. And so they just put it in there. And here's where the record starts. It's pretty. Yeah, man.
This concludes this test of the emergency broadcasting
now,
system.
So there's music
right,
that's
Buzz.
Pretty. And here's more music that's pretty. Did anyone watch the Giants beat the Cardinals last night?
No.
When they sang God Bless America, they had a lady, her name was Misa Malone, and she almost got all the words right. And what's so bad is she lets you know she blew it. She probably could have gotten away with it. Check out a few seconds into this where she just goes...
No,
not so good. Her voice is nice.
God bless America.
So far, so good.
Land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her.
Look out.
With the light from the...
God.
And you see, I bet that's a good voice, and I bet she could have gotten away with it. It's just that sigh.
So yeah, mow through.
Ran out of breath.
Mow through.
I hope she does better next time. Okay. I put something on our YouTube page. It's a great commercial for Coke Zero, and it's running in Great Britain. And what happens is, if you believe the commercial, so and it appears to be true, they put one of those high-tech Coke machines in a train station in London.
Yeah.
And when you selected your Coke, it would say, "Do you want tickets to see Skyfall, the new James Bond movie?" And if you click yes, it would say, "You have 70 seconds to get to Platform 6. And channel your inner James Bond." But they've built in ways to slow you down all the way.
Uh-huh.
It's very visual. You need to see it on our YouTube page. They spill oranges in front of people. There's a guy carrying a big pane of glass. Some of the people actually make it. But my favorite part is they have a version of the James Bond theme done beatbox style. And it's going through the whole spot. It's about a 2-minute spot.
Okay.
But check it out on our YouTube page. This is really cool music. And I love the fact that with this new James Bond movie, they're focusing again on the music.
Yeah,
the original music is great, and the new Adele record is great.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, Anthony! Oh, my God, Mike!
So this is the guy running through the train station. This is a lady pretending to know him to stop him. It's a great spot. Check it out on our YouTube page.
Now, would you guys be that crazy over getting tickets to go see the Bond movie where you're going to run in 70 seconds?
It might be fun to do that. It might be fun to run and try.
Oh, yeah.
I think there might be some license taken with it, but it's a great
Fandango.
Spot. Now, last night, I don't have my Jerry anymore, so I get my telethons where I can. And last night on Comedy Central, they did The Night of Too Many Stars, and that's to benefit the fight against autism.
Oh, that's cool.
And Jon Stewart was the host, and there was a lot of ambition. ambivalent celebrities there. Jerry Seinfeld can't do anything to make me hate him anymore. He's just so horrible.
Reached the apex.
But douche. He is a douche. Yeah. There were some great moments. I really like this. And now I began to realize why Bill O'Reilly and Jon Stewart did their debate pay-per-view, because obviously they're helping each other out.
Right.
Bill O'Reilly and Chris Matthews debated last night, but with helium. And they came out with red and blue balloons, awesome. And if they wanted to make their points, they had to suck helium.
Mr. Romney's solutions are like some kind of witchcraft. He wants us to believe.
Come on, suck it up. A little more.
He can balance the budget by cutting taxes.
But that's
just a lot of ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ding-dang, wada-wada-bing.
So that was Chris Matthews. Here's Bill O'Reilly offering rebuttal.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's doing this.
Stop that, Mr. O'Reilly.
President Obama. Everyone, whether they need it or not, you get a hand out.
Might need a little more.
He hands out food, stamps like lollipops. You might say he represents the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild. In the name of the Lollipop Guild, he wishes to welcome
That's
you.
Awesome. They ought to do this tonight.
There really was some great comedy involved. It was technically really sloppy, and I know I've already sent you the YouTube page once, but there's one thing you need to see. There is a young girl, I would say she's probably about 10 now, her name was Jody DiPiazza, and she was diagnosed with autism, I think at the age of 2. They didn't think she'd ever talk.
Okay.
She had anger issues. Her parents had a tremendous hard road to get her to where she's at. And her favorite singer is Katy Perry. And she sings a duet with Katy Perry on Firework. And if you can watch it and not cry your eyes out, you are not made of flesh. Wow. So just watch this. And if you are in a way where you can help out this cause, it's not one of my pet causes, but it is a good cause. And anytime a kid is given more than they can deal with or should be able to deal with, just watch this video. It'll open your eyes.
Cool.
All right?
Very nice.
I'll close with Saturday Night Live. I thought they did a pretty good episode this week.
I did too.
Bruno Mars, very talented.
I was surprised.
And funny.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Him filling in at the music show.
Pandora.
Oh, that was the best.
Like six impressions of singers, and they were all great. As a matter of fact, here he is as Michael Jackson. I have it.
Oh, good.
Pretty great. Bruno Mars. So check that out on Hulu.
He was really good.
But what I liked is Saturday Night Live, the update. Seth Meyers gave us do's and don'ts at the debate this week. Mm-hmm. So keep this in mind if you want to win the debate.
All right, here we go. Do speak loudly and clearly. You're in Boca Raton, Florida. Their city motto is say it in my good ear. Mr. President, this one's just for you. Don't mention killing Osama bin Laden anymore. It was great and all, but Americans have a short attention span. At this point, saying you killed bin Laden is like saying you won the second season of American Idol. And Obama, do talk down to the American people. Stop assuming we know the issues as well as you. Most of us are dummies. Half the country thinks Obamacare is who we call when our iPad stops working. Mitt Romney, do mention that you saved the Olympics, but don't mention that it was the Winter Olympics. The Summer Olympics are a grand spectacle of sport. The Winter Olympics is just 48 different kinds of sliding. Also, TV networks, don't televise the post-debate stage hugs and milling about. It looks like the lights just came on at America's most boring nightclub.
This has been Do's and Don'ts.
And this has been your Magic Audio Ball.
Good job, Rob. Thank you so much.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's news that you can use. So don't go anywhere. It's MikeOMaraShow.com. And we're back. Buzz.
And the news is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. It's your spooktacular Halloween headquarters. Costumes, decorations, and candy.
Candy!
It powers the show when you shop through the Amazon link on our website. The banner at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon takes you straight to your account, and we get the credit. Save money and support the show when you shop through MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's spooktacular for all the boys and ghouls.
We're not beneath that.
No, we're not. I'm right there, as a matter of fact.
The leaves are falling, and hey, so are gas prices.
All right.
Gas prices normally do drop after the summer travel season, but experts say prices should drop about 50 cents a gallon over the next few weeks.
God, I bet Oscar wishes his car had a tire right now.
He's waiting to fix it until the gas prices go down. Prices peaked this month at around $3.86 a gallon for regular. They could fall as low as $3.30 a gallon over the next 3 weeks. Gas in Ohio is already down to under $3. The biggest drop will be in California as the Golden State emerges from a temporary shortage because of local refinery problems that have now been fixed.
Let's stock up.
The third and final presidential debate tonight won't have as many viewers as the first two. The third debate never seems to have as much impact as the first two.
Any predictions, Oscar? You did well last time.
Well, look, I'm going to say half the viewers tune in, and Romney takes it.
Well, wow. It's strong.
Didn't see that coming.
Isolated.
Yeah, it's on this debate tonight. Also, it's on both against the Bears-Lions Monday night football game and the National League Baseball Championship game with the Cardinals at San Francisco. We go into the debate with the race in a dead heat, nearly as nearly as we can tell. A new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll has Obama and Romney tied at 47%. A new UPI poll has the candidates tied among registered voters, but gives Romney a 2-point edge among likely voters. Mm. That's well within the margin of error, though, okay. And it shows Obama trending upward. But a new poll from the widely respected but slightly conservative Gallup organization shows that Romney is seven points ahead of the president.
Seven?
Yeah, isn't that odd? And that's the point, is the polls are kind of all over the place. You've got this credible poll, Gallup, saying Romney's got a 7-point lead. All of the other polls are saying, it's mostly tied.
I want to talk to you tomorrow about early voting, because I'm hearing a lot about
today.
It. Yeah, I know. And you have considered it.
I did ponder it.
And so let's just talk about that tomorrow. But what I've heard is that, again, with their low gas prices, and Ohio will likely decide this election.
That's very true. And so we can talk about that, too.
Let's go there and buy gas and then vote early and take a week off.
Exactly. Brilliant.
But early voting we'll discuss tomorrow.
Excellent. Look forward to it. The subject of tonight's debate is foreign policy. There's never been a terribly sexy area for voters.
You'll like this.
Can't wait. Yeah.
But new surveys in the swing states of Ohio and Florida show voters do care about foreign affairs, even if most of us don't know much about them. A survey shows that even though the economy is still number one, national security is a key issue for many of us.
Sure.
We also see our best moderating tonight with CBS veteran Bob Schieffer, who said he wouldn't mind if tonight got off on other topics as well as foreign policy.
I think that's huge, and Bob Schieffer is great.
Yeah, he really is.
I look forward to that. He's not quite as pretty as Candy.
That was great analysis, Rob.
That's very close.
It's great.
Dick.
and this is helping. We'll hear tonight about Iran and Israel. We'll also hear a lot about Libya, where an ambassador and several other Americans were killed September 11th this year in a terrorist attack. Now, the latest intelligence indicates that although it was not part of a protest over an anti-Muslim video, it was also not the work of Al-Qaeda, as we've heard. A U.S. official tells the L.A. Times it was a case of opportunism. The official says dozens of men who descended on the embassy were highly disorganized, and that some of them joined in after the attack was already underway. Some, says the official, were just there for the looting. Because of crippled communications, because anti-video protests were underway in 19 other places, the CIA believed the locals who told them it was just another one of those protests.
I think Mark was there for the looting.
Yeah.
Just saying. He said, hey, kick him while he's down and get his watch.
No, he finds cleverer ways.
Is that a MacBook Pro?
Hopes were raised over the weekend when the New York Times reported that Iran had agreed to one-on-one talks with the U.S. about its nuclear program. The White House and Iran now both say there is no such talk scheduled. And as FARC.com puts it, we can now reset the sign that tells us how many days since our last mass shooting. The latest was yesterday morning at a suburb of Milwaukee, a day spa. Man entered the spa, shot his wife and six other people, three of whom died. The gunman then took his own life, apparently a domestic dispute that got out of control. In New York, this is amazing story. This will shock you if you've not heard this already. In New York, they're looking for someone who killed a pregnant bride-to-be. Beneath the body, police found a note saying another pregnant woman would die each week until the D.C. sniper is released from jail.
What?
Oh, my
Lee
God.
Lee Boyd Malvo is serving life over a half dozen sniper attacks here 10 years ago. His mentor, John Allen Muhammad, was executed 3 years ago. They, too, had a schedule, a plan to kill six white people a day for a month.
That is so twisted.
Oh, my God.
Parents, however, in a suburb of Oakland, California, have just found out about a fantasy sex league at Piedmont High School. Created by varsity athletes, the league's been around for 5 years, and it became a bonding exercise.
Coach Elston!
For the team
Coach Elston, I have something to discuss with you.
In the league, female students, usually unaware that they were in it, were drafted by the male athletes. Then male students earned points when they could document having had sex with these female students.
What kind of proof did they require?
I don't think it mattered. And so the imagination tells you it could be photographs, it could be underwear, it could be whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. Or it could be fake, absolutely.
Guys said they banged someone they haven't.
Exactly. The school, that never happens. The school says it's investigating, that there will be discipline, and that the practice will be stopped.
Wow.
And finally, I thanked the sheriff, but I did not thank the deputy. Thank you, Florida, for the 51-year-old woman who was apparently hungry when she went to jail recently along the Palm Coast. After her release, she called several times that Saturday to thank the sheriff for the bologna sandwiches she got while she was in jail. She was truly grateful. Unfortunately, she made her thank you calls on 911 six times. Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That must have been. I guess I have to hit that music.
Analysis, Mark.
Sorry.
That was awesome.
Ah, you know, it must have been really great baloney. Thank you, Buzz, and thank you, everyone, for listening. Mike O'Mara is going to try to call us tomorrow, so make sure you tune in for that, and continue sending good thoughts to him in Haiti. Yeah. He's doing great work down there, and I loved hearing from him today.
Yeah, that was
really
nice.
Warmed my heart. We'll do it again tomorrow, so please join us then. And we have
a sponsor to go out on. We're brought to you today by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show November 10th at Circus Circus in Reno. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore can help you just like they helped Oscar.
Log on today.
For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates and help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. We are, as always, proud and grateful to be sponsored by Encore Insurance Services.
Simply the best. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Rob.
We will see you. He really meant that.
I'm going to separate you two.
Might as well. We'll see you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Thank you.
The last time I was arrested, the sheriff gave me his bologna sandwich.
Ma'am, do you have an emergency? Ma'am, do you have an emergency?
I remember that. I remember that.
What is your name? Do you have an emergency right now?
No, I'm not on fire yet.
Pardon me?
No, I'm not on fire yet, but I remember. Okay. I remember what he gave me to eat.
All right. Do not call 911 unless it's an emergency. I'm disconnecting this line.
Okay, you tell him.
All right.
I called 211, but they're stupid. Why can't listen
to
211?
Why are you still calling 911?
Because they're stupid.
Okay, don't call 911 unless it's an emergency, all right? We've had numerous calls from you today.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.